Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. 3 full days of live music on 4 stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
My program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the Prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victor crests allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my little friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE, Larry Elder's Salem News Channel, some somber news. 3 officers are dead, 2 others critically injured after a shooting in York County, Pennsylvania. Authorities have said it was, quote, domestic related. 1 report says the gunman was killed when police returned fire. Another report says that he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The officers were apparently serving a warrant, but according to U.S. News, the Mexican consulate said it was, quote, monitoring the incident that occurred this afternoon in Pennsylvania. This is posted on X. And that the, quote, Mexican community is advised to follow official instructions. Why the Mexican consulate is monitoring the incident is unclear. The Mexican consulate has since taken the post down. It suggests that maybe an illegal alien was involved, but again, often the initial news reports are wrong. 2 officers apparently in very serious condition. I will tell you more when I know more. Also, we have more information about why Tyler Robinson surrendered. According to the Utah Valley University Sheriff, quote, he didn't want a big SWAT team at his partner's house or his apartment. He was truly fearful about being shot by law enforcement. He knew it was inevitable that he would be caught. If at the end of the day we accomplish him surrendering peacefully on his own, I'm going to make some concessions to make that happen. Close quote. Getting back to Charlie Kirk, this person is the Australian mental health advocate. Listen to this, 37.
Thought I'd do a quick check-in after yesterday and all of the drama. I want to reiterate that it is not wrong or unethical or unkind to laugh at the misfortunes of terrible people, that Charlie Kirk incited violence. That's what he did. And then that came back to haunt him. That was his decision. So it's got nothing to do with the people who are laughing and joking about him becoming a human water fountain.
Nothing to do with those people laughing and joking about him becoming a human water fountain. He was an awful, awful person, so it's not wrong to laugh or mock at such an awful person, says the Australian mental health advocate. Now, this is a compilation of people on social media, lefties who were fired from their jobs after posting videos celebrating his death. I talked to a friend yesterday. He employs a number of people in his business. And he told me one of his younger workers approached him and said, you know, there are several people who work here who are posting hideous things on social media about Charlie Kirk. My friend is roughly my age, and he wouldn't know what kinds of things these young people post. And so he was told who some of them were. And he approached some of them. And he told me, he said, look, I can't tell you what to say, but to the extent that there are customers who are on social media and they know what you say, it could hurt our business. And I said to him, oh, yes, you can tell them what to say. You can fire them. He said, I can. I said, are you kidding? California is an at-will state. You are a private employer, and you can fire somebody if you don't like his mustache or her mustache. He said, I did not know that. So I got home, I sent him some material to confirm what I said, and he didn't know this. You're a private employer, depending upon your state. In California, as many states, is an at-will state, meaning you can fire somebody for cause or without cause. And he was unaware he could do it. And a lot of people across this country have lost their jobs because of things that they have said about Charlie Kirk. Public sector employees, different deal. They have greater protection. But even then, depending upon what you say and what kind of effect it has on the ability of that agency or department to carry out its duties, you could find yourself fired as well. Listen to this, number 41.
I was just fired from my job.
So I lost my job. I got called into the office yesterday and told me that they could either fire me or I could put a resignation in, but that would look better. But they fired me, or they're getting rid of me because of my TikTok. Somebody screenshot a lot of my TikToks, and
I made some stupid comments about Charlie Kirk on the day that he was shot. I said some things on Blue Sky and on Threads that I'm sorry, not sorry for, but I said them, and I deleted them when it was requested that I do so by my employer. And then today, on a weekend, I'm told that I am no longer employed at Microsoft. After 6 years building the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Department from scratch, I lose my job because one of you, some random person, reports my posts to my employer, goes out of their way to find out where I work and takes my job, takes my security away from me for a thought, for an opinion, and you talk about freedom of speech like you care about it, and you're just going to take my money, my life, my food off my plate because I don't like Charlie Kirk? That's not okay. It is not okay to target me because I felt joy that day. I can't help how I feel. I felt joy. That's me. That's what I believe. That's what I think of him. I can't help that. So I don't deserve the job?
This was Jimmy Kimmel on Monday, saying, among other things, the MAGA gang is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them, and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger-pointing, there was grieving. He also said that Vice President J.D. Vance and others in MAGA land were trying to capitalize on Kirk's death. Here is part of what he said, number 19.
The second largest city in our bitterly divided nation, where, like the rest of the country, we're still trying to wrap our heads around the senseless murder of the popular podcaster and conservative activist Charlie Kirk yesterday, whose death has amplified our anger, our differences. And I've seen a lot of extraordinarily vile responses to this from both sides of the political spectrum. Some people are cheering this, which is something I won't ever understand. And we had another school shooting yesterday in Colorado, the 100th one of the year. And with all these terrible things happening, you would think that our president would at least make an attempt to bring us together. But he didn't. President Obama did. President Biden did. Presidents Bush and Clinton did. President Trump did not. Instead, he blamed Democrats for their rhetoric. The man who told a crowd of supporters that maybe the Second Amendment people should do something about Hillary Clinton. The man who said he wouldn't mind if someone shot through the fake news media. The man who unleashed a mob on the Capitol and said Liz Cheney should face 9 barrels shooting at her for supporting his opponent blames the radical left for their rhetoric. And then the man who on 9/11, 2001, bragged that his building was now the tallest building in New York, which wasn't even true, by the way, visited the Pentagon for a 9/11 memorial, which, believe it or not, he made a bigly improvement over last year when he showed up at a 9/11 remembrance at a fire station in Lower Manhattan with a 9/11 conspiracy theorist who claims it was an inside job. This year he brought his wife, which was better for sure. And I have to say, I don't know what's going on, but those two lovebirds, they seem to be closer than ever. I mean, if you see during the ceremony, in a tender moment, Donald reaches over and gives her a little tap. He taps her like he's hoping ketchup would come out. And she didn't really respond. Maybe that's their signal for my diaper is full. I don't know.
Same old shtick. We come back. Disney has had a reaction to the remarks Jimmy Kimmel has been making. 888-971-SAGE. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Call 800-741-GOLD and we'll rush a free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem to your doorstep and include our special gold IRA investing kit valued at $49. The dollar is losing value fast. Call 800-741-GOLD now to get your free copy of Our Dollar, Your Problem and our free gold IRA investing kit. Supplies are limited. Consult your tax and financial professional before investing. Call 800-741-4653. That's 800-741-GOLD.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Charlie Kirk was a bold believer of our freedom and faith as Americans. It's a boldness we will never let be forgotten. To do this, we created the I Am Charlie shirts and hoodies for us to boldly wear and show our support of Charlie Kirk and his incredible mission. We are donating the net proceeds from every piece of the I Am Charlie gear to Turning Point USA. It's time we all take a bold stand and show it. Go to freedomandfaithstore.com. Take a bold stand for Charlie and help us donate to TPUSA. That's freedomandfaithstore.com, freedomandfaithstore.com. After Kimmel's remarks where he said on Monday, the mega gain, again, is desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger-pointing, there was grieving. This kid. Now, a company that owns and operates 32 ABC affiliates in large and mid-sized markets said his remarks were beyond the pale. The president of Nexstar put out a statement. Mr. Kimmel's comments about the death of Mr. Kirk are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our national political discourse, and we do not believe they reflect the spectrum of opinions, views, or values of the local communities in which they are located. End of quote. And an ABC spokeswoman said that Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely. Disney is ABC's parent corporation. They're pulling the show indefinitely. Edward is in Irwindale, California. Edward, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Hey, buddy. You're doing a good job there with all that preaching about Charlie Kirk being a hero and a saint. You know what that guy said? He said, if he's sitting in a restaurant and his waitress is a black lady and he's getting crappy service, he got to wonder, is this DEI or some of the social program black people use to get their jobs and everything? Yeah, it's a despicable thing to say.
Okay? Edward, may I respond to that, please? Please stay on the line.
It's just having a bad
Edward, day. May I respond to that, please?
Please.
What he was saying is, if somebody is black and giving lousy service, why is she still there, and why hasn't she been fired? Maybe she's a DEI hire, that she's there just because of diversity as opposed to because of competence. Why is it outrageous?
Because you know what? You hear what you want to hear, because that's not what I heard.
Well, Edward, he didn't say anybody black who has a job shouldn't have the job because that person was a DEI hire. He said if you're getting lousy service from a black person, it makes one wonder whether or not she's a DEI hire. That's all you got? You know, virtually every single person I've seen on social media and on television who has denounced Charlie Kirk will give an example of something Charlie Kirk allegedly said, taken out of context, meaning completely twisted, or he never said it at all. It's astounding to me. What did Ilhan Omar say? That he wanted all Muslims killed? Are you kidding me? And Stephen King said that Charlie Kirk said gays should be stoned. And somebody posted an exchange that Charlie Kirk had with a gay conservative and said, I don't agree with your lifestyle, but I welcome you to the movement. We agree about most things. And Stephen King had to put it down, had to remove the tweet. Most of the things, virtually everything I've heard from people who intensely dislike Charlie Kirk and they quote something Charlie Kirk allegedly said is either wrong, inaccurate, out of context, or you completely missed his meaning, as this gentleman just now did. This is the best you can do? I'm happy to take calls from people who don't like Charlie Kirk and have something that Charlie Kirk said that you found offensive. Tell me what it is. Now, let's turn to this University of Michigan professor. His name is Charles H. F. Davis, and he teaches at the Center for the Study of Higher and Post-Secondary Education. And the description of his course says he focuses on issues of race and racism, systems of oppression, and structures of domination. Right there, you got a problem. This is 2025. Racism has never been a less significant factor in determining whether or not somebody black is going to become successful. I've told this story before. The day after Obama gets elected, 2008. I was old school. I still had the LA Times, the New York Times thrown to my house. Open the door. I pick up the newspapers. And both of them had full color photographs of black parents holding their kids, crying. Saying, now, for the first time, I can truly say that if you work hard, you can become anything you want to be. Many of them said, I was always saying it, but I never believed it. But now I do. That was, what, 17 years ago? And now it's as if it never happened. It was, at least until Donald Trump came along and got rid of DEI, easier for a black person to get into the college, university of his or her choice. A black applicant with the same grades and test scores as a white applicant had a far higher chance of getting into the college or university of his or her choice than the white applicant. And if getting an education is a stepping stone towards the middle class, you could make an argument that it was easier for a black kid to go from poverty to the middle class than a white kid. It's just a big, fat lie. And when Obama gave his interview to 60 Minutes, his first one, he was asked, Senator, if you don't win, will it be because of your race? To which he said, no. It will be because I have not articulated a vision that the American people can embrace. At a black church, I've told you this before, during the campaign, 2008, he talks about how much racism there is in America. And he said, my generation, the Joshua generation, has to get us that additional 10%. The Moses generation, referring to the generation of MLK, has gotten us 90% of the way there, which I thought was very reasonable considering that 8% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive. So there are 8% of the people you have to write off. So what Obama was saying is maybe there are 2% of people that are still bigoted and can be influenced. This is the guy that America thought they hired. And for 8 years, one race card after another, after another, after another, to the point where you have young people now who are still saying the same old nonsense about systemic racism and oppression and structures of domination. It is ridiculous. How did this man get his job? 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Ever been in a bad relationship?
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. 888-971-7243. 888-971-SAGE.
Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. This is pretty bombshell news. Disney is the parent corporation of ABC News, and ABC has just put out a statement saying Jimmy Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely. The Federal Communications Commission chairman also criticized Kimmel. And several owners of the ABC stations, including their largest broadcaster, the large one, Nexstar, told the network they are dropping the show. That's when Disney made their announcement to pull the show indefinitely. This is pretty earth-shattering. If the Democrats are not reconsidering their harsh language and rhetoric, people in the media certainly are. Stephen Colbert, his show will be ending. Jimmy Kimmel's show suspended indefinitely. CBS put out a statement and said, going forward, we're no longer going to edit interviews the way they did on 60 Minutes to make Kamala Harris sound more coherent. ABC was sued successfully. $15 million settlement because George, I call him Clintonopoulos, said that Donald Trump was a convicted rapist. The man has never been charged, let alone convicted of rape. Don't know whether or not Howard Stern is going to be coming back, who's become very woke and very anti-Trump. And right now, I think The View is on hiatus. Let's see if they're going to be coming back. I bet you they're looking over their shoulder right now. And you got The Washington Post. Jeff Bezos pulled an endorsement for Kamala Harris, angering a bunch of people in the newspaper. The new owner of the LA Times also pulled their paper's endorsement of Kamala Harris. And the LA Times editorial board has hired Scott Jennings, the Republican over at CNN, to be on their editorial board. So things are happening. It is the Donald Trump effect. And then you have Cracker Barrel changing their logo and then changing it back because of protest. Interesting times we're in. Vincent is in Los Angeles. Vincent, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Larry. I've been listening to Salem for about 10 years. I actually feel kind of personally affected by the Kirk death, even though I despised him. Here's the thing. Even though I disagreed with him, he was not a hypocrite. He is a free speech absolutist, mm-hmm. and he would never have wanted people to get fired for their speech. It is a tragedy that he died.
Right. Can I just ask you to back up, Vincent? Tell me why you despised him.
Well, you're going to ask for examples, but
give me one. I mean, it must be a reason. So, just give me one example of something he said that caused you to despise him. I'm sure there must be something.
Well, it's more like how he spoke. He knew what he was doing. He was actually really gifted at redirecting conversations or answering it in plain ways that, on its face, seems reasonable, but you know that there's something being hinted at or expressed that's not being directly expressed. That's really why I despise
that. That seems, Vincent, with all due respect, that seems awfully vague. What is it that he's hinting at? What do you mean by that?
He's hinting at things like racism, sexism.
Well, hold on. Vincent, you have to do better than that. This is the Larry Elder Show. You got to bring your receipts. Come on, I'm like Judge Judy. What do you mean hinting at race? What does that mean?
Okay, so let's just take an example.
Please.
So George Floyd, killed mm-hmm. by a cop. It was a white cop, killed a black man unarmed, right?
No, I don't believe... Hold on. You're asking my opinion, so let me give you my opinion.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't believe that George Floyd was murdered by that cop. I believe the cop applied a knee-shoulder maneuver that he's taught in the academy. There's a documentary I told you about called The Fall of Minneapolis on YouTube for free, and you can look at the manual, and it shows exactly the maneuver that the cop employed. Plus, this man, George Floyd, was full of drugs, and there were conflicting reports from the medical examination about why he died. So I don't believe that he was killed by the cop. I'm sure Charlie Kirk feels the way I feel. Even if you disagree with me, Vincent, how does that make me hateful? How does that make Charlie Kirk hate talking negatively about race. It's one individual happened to be. And by the way, one more quick thing, then I'll shut up. What is your evidence that whatever this cop did to George Floyd had anything to do with George Floyd's race?
Okay. So, first of all, I'm not even talking about whether the cop meant to do it or not. I'm just saying he was convicted as.
No, you said a white cop. You said white cop, black man, which suggests that somehow the race of the cop and the race of the suspect is relevant.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-574-8803. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-574-8803. 800-574-8803. That's 800-574-8803. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-504-8790. That's 800-504-8790. 800-504-8790. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Fall fun is brewing in Reading. Join us for Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay's Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp, happening Saturday, October 11th from 5 to 8 p.m. Enjoy craft beer or root beer, tasty food, live music, live animal encounters, artisan booths, and more at this all-ages, family-friendly event. Children 3 and under get in for free. All proceeds benefit Turtle Bay. Oktoberfest is presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Saturday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale now at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking maybe this is just life now. It doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain. Anthony did. He tells us, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, and doing the things that really matter to me. And I've told you many times about how Kurt would go up and down the stairs in the morning, have pain, and wouldn't listen to me when I said Relief Factor can help. He finally did. 2 weeks later, he calls. This is working, bro. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. I hope Vincent is still listening, because I have a few more things to say, Vincent. First of all, thank you so much for listening. You said you've been listening to Salem for about 10 years, and you despised Charlie Kirk, which means you must be hearing a lot of things on my station that you don't like, on my show you don't like, but you listen anyway. This says a lot about you. I asked you specifically what it was about Charlie, and in my humble opinion, you didn't bring the evidence. You mentioned George Floyd. I have exactly the same view about George Floyd as Charlie Kirk has. George Floyd was a career criminal resisting arrest. He already said, I can't breathe, before the officer even put him on the ground, so he was already coming up with some sort of excuse. There were varying autopsy reports about how he died. If you watched the trial as I did, and you watched the defense expert, completely disagreed with the prosecution's expert about the reason about his death. He talked about all the drugs that were in his body, including fentanyl. The police chief of Minneapolis on the stand testified that that maneuver is not taught in the police academy. But it is. There is a manual, and it's shown in the documentary called The Fall of Minneapolis, that shows a drawing of exactly what this officer did. But this is the bigger point. The prosecutor, the lead prosecutor, was a black man. And in his opening statement, and I was a trial lawyer when I practiced law, in his opening statement, which is the most important part of a trial, he took pains to carefully say, police in general are not on trial. The Minneapolis PD is not on trial. This individual is on trial for what he did or what he didn't do to George Floyd. He never even hinted that the officer did what he did because of George Floyd's race. And the officer was never charged with a hate crime. Yet we have 4 months of protests, some violent, all over America, where 25 people were killed, 2,000 officers injured, $2 billion in insured property damage, another billion or two in uninsured property damage. Why? All because of an assumption that what happened to George Floyd had to do with his race, when the lead prosecutor never even implied it. Moreover, the reason people reacted the way they did is because of an assumption this happens frequently. Now, I don't know about the ideology of the millions of people that were protesting over this 4 months, but I suspect most of them, if you ask them how they would describe themselves politically, would say, I am very liberal. I ask that because there is a website called policemag.com. And they asked people who self-described as very liberal, how many unarmed black men did the police kill in 2019? 50% of the self-described very liberal people thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. 8% of the self-described very liberal thought the police killed 10,000. As far as people that just described themselves as liberal, 39% thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019, and 5% thought they killed 10,000. The answer, according to the Washington Post database, was 12. That's the gap between what people think is going on versus what really is going on. And the police kill more unarmed whites every year than unarmed blacks. And as I said before, there are many studies out there, including one by a black Harvard economist named Roland Fryer, who found the police are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a black suspect than a white suspect. So all of this going on in the streets from May 2020 for four more months was irrational hysteria. Unwanted. Without evidence. Now, your other part that we didn't address is you said that Charlie Kirk was not a hypocrite, that he was a First Amendment absolutist, that he would not agree with people being fired because they have said hateful things on social media. I don't know that. You don't know that. I do know that he believed, as I believe, that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. But you're not protected from the consequences of your hate speech. And if you are employed by a private employer, and your private employer has seen you post something on social media and fears it may harm his business, your butt could be fired. And I would believe that Charlie Kirk would say yes. There are consequences. Suppose some left-wing civil rights activist had been murdered. Let's say Al Sharpton, just to throw out a name. Do you think that Charlie Kirk would be okay with people at Turning Point USA cheering his death and that there would be no consequences? I suspect not. Now let's get back to this professor at University of Michigan. He wrote this, quote, "Even if you believe violence isn't the answer, it is a solution, especially to the violent conditions and violent rhetoric spewed by empowered people."
Spencer, how are you feeling going into this game?
Yeah, Jacob, it's great to be here. I'm very excited. It's a great game here. We got the Simpson Redhawks coming in the home opener. We're looking a lot of energy here. We're excited for it.
I mean, we've had high vibes all night long. We had the JV game here, I think it was about a couple weeks ago now, and then now with the home opener, all the stars are out there. It's not the
Simpson University football
or anything like that. It's all the starters, the upperclassmen, the guys who transferred in here looking to get their first burn here at home in front of the home crowd. The blackout Red Sea is down there, and we're just ready to get going for this 2025 campaign. They're 0-2, looking to get their first win in program history. Lots of excitement that goes into a game like this. We've prepared a lot going into the week. We have a lot to pull from, and it's just really exciting, as always.
Yeah, of course. It's going to be super fun. Excited to get this game going here in just a few minutes. The energy here, the intensity, it's a great vibe out here.
So we get some announcement made on the PA. We'll do the coin toss and everything else. And we're just really amped up about tonight to, huge opportunity here in the second full season for the Redhawks. Just a chance to, put a win up there in the records. I believe they're 0-12 as far as the whole program's concerned, but they have a chance to get a win. First win in program history. They have a lot of things offensively that could work their way, and defense. The defense has stepped up since last year against a Mayville State team that doesn't pass the ball a whole lot. They run the ball. We know what to expect, and we'll talk about that all night long. MSU, the Mayville State University Comets, all the way down from North Dakota, will be running the ball a lot with their T-wing triple option offense, and for the Redhawks defense, they just need to stop the run.
Yeah, for sure. That was the first thing I put down in my notes this morning when I was going over all the stats and everything, was this game's going to be won or lost at the line of scrimmage, most definitely. The run game's going to be what wins or loses it for each side here today.
And penalty yards as well. There's just a lot of penalty yards on both sides of the ball for both teams. And if you can win the penalty yards side of the game, that's kind of my X factor for the game. Same thing, my game notes this morning. Penalty yards was something that jumped off the page at me. Of both teams average, I believe it's over 80 yards a game. It might be 85 or more. And if you can control the penalties, you can control a lot of free yardage, and then that just changes the game in a lot of ways. Those small mistakes that lead to free yards for the offense and also the defense. So we're going to have the national anthem sung behind us in the background. But for the Redhawks, look to throw the ball in the air, look to throw it screens, get on the ground, get moving. I talked to Coach Garrett Sandow before the game, the offensive coordinator. I asked him if they're going to run the ball more or put it in the air more, and he said they want to balance, they want to read off the defense and go from there. So that's what they'll look to do against this very well-put-together MSU defense. They're very talented, they're very big as well. Even their safeties, some pretty big guys back there in the secondary.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see the size just from up where we are. You can even see the size difference. Of course, MSU, a lot of big guys on the defensive end, as you mentioned. Just also touching back on the penalties, as you mentioned, you just don't want any unnecessary mental errors coming from Simpson here tonight. Just keep themselves in the game. Don't take themselves out of the game because they have the quality to win games. We haven't seen it yet, but hopefully today will be the first.
This is a very hungry Red Hawks team. Luke Miller was in that huddle pregame on the field, firing up this whole squad. Me and Spencer were right there sideline and just amped up with them. Just a little buzz in the air. Football, I mean, to quote Jerry Grimshaw, was up in the booth with me for the JV game. Football's not just a game. It's a whole event. It's a whole ordeal, especially at the college level. So emotions are high, and hopefully the Red Hawks can come out here and put together a great football game, string together some good solid drives, and Coach Sandow talked about it as well pregame in our conversation, to just, you know, they want to sustain drives. That's something they haven't done well this year. Sustain drives, move the ball well, and, you know, just get it in the end zone time and time again. And also, we talked about it as well in our preparation and production meetings and whatnot, that can't start the game down.
Yeah, absolutely. Just steps in the right direction starting off early. There's that right now. Simpson has yet to score in the first quarter in their first two games, and they've allowed quite a few points, a lot of touchdowns in the first quarter. So just starting off right, not starting off down. Again, that comes with the penalties, getting the ball in the air, trusting in your quarterbacks, and really just getting the ball moving down the field quickly and early.
And another thing, too, is this defense, we forced, I believe, 4 forced fumbles, possibly 5. Could be wrong. We're operating with no game notes, but I believe 4 forced fumbles at the very least. And that's huge. MSU has, I believe, 1 forced fumble. They do have 3 picks, but they don't defend the pass well. And our defense does defend well. We have some big guys who can hit hard. Joshua De La Cruz is a player with 2 forced fumbles on the year through 2 games. And you want to see that. You want to see the ball popping out. Smack them hard, hit them hard, and maybe luck will be on your side.
Yeah, of course. And as you mentioned, we'll be running these stats through to you guys, but I think we have done a great job as the Simpson defense, that is, getting the ball popping out, but they gotta win it as well. I think out of the 4 or 5 forced fumbles, they've only recovered 1, maybe 2. So just getting on the ball and really swarming and just making it difficult for the teams to score.
Justin Bond. Yeah, and that as well. When you do get the ball, you need to take care of it. And I talked with John Romero this morning at breakfast, actually. Very candid conversation with him. Always enjoy getting to talk to players like that. So shout out John if you watch this back. But he'll be trading off drives with Caleb Anderson tonight, the grad student. And he talked about just needing to take care of the ball better. He's thrown 3 picks on the year. And he talked about how one of them was tipped. A couple of them were just trying to force it. But part of that is the play call doesn't come in a passing form a lot. So when you have that added pressure of, we don't get to pass the ball a lot, so I got to make the play. So they're now making the coin toss back behind us. As you can see on one side, and you have the Frontier logo. That's just something you need to be as a quarterback, is very aware of taking care of the rock, take care of it. And so we'll see how that goes tonight. He'll be in a little bit more of a rhythm with him and Caleb swapping off at quarterback on drives instead of downs, because John was getting the ball a lot on 3rd and 4th downs, and it was to make a long pass and get the 3rd down conversion or 4th down conversion. And you just need to be able to take care of the rock.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, just the stats might not do him justice, John Romero, just getting put in those situations where you feel like you have to make a throw down the field and you have to get the ball moving forward, otherwise you're going to lose the ball on downs anyways. So just kind of throwing the ball up kind of in a prayer, Hail Mary style. So I think the stats really don't do him justice, which is what we've seen so far, which we'll go through all that with you guys. But I like the idea that the coaches have, as you mentioned, instead of splitting on downs, splitting on drives and possessions. I think that'll help these quarterbacks a lot and help Simpson get points on the board early tonight.
And a lot of throws on the run, which Caleb is a little bit more mobile, he's a little bit more agile, and with his arm slot, we were watching it on the field beforehand, his arm slot's a little bit more to the side. John Romero's is a little bit more old school, a little more over the top, and it's just, it comes in fast to those receivers as well. So for the receivers, they need to be able to catch the ball, but they're getting 2 different pitches thrown at them essentially. One's like a changeup where it's a little bit slower, moves a little bit more because it's floating a little bit, and then John Romero comes in and it's a straight fastball down the pipe, and you got to be able to adjust to that as a receiver with your hands. So we'll see how the receivers can do that tonight and see how much they pass the ball.
Yeah, I love that idea, as you mentioned. Romero coming over the top of his shoulder a lot more, so it goes a lot quicker. So a lot more short distance there from Romero. And then Caleb Anderson really just airing it out and letting the receivers run onto it.
And we're going to get ready to kick things away here and get underway from Bill Johnson Community Stadium. This is Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange. We'll be back with kickoff right after this.
Bill Johnson Community Stadium in Palisadro, California. A Saturday night under the lights for the Simpson University Redhawks as they welcome the Mayville State University Comets to town, all the way down from North Dakota. Just over a year ago, the first touchdown in program history was recorded here when Caleb Anderson connected with Talon Ramirez. Now the Simpson University Redhawks seek to get their first win in program history as they